Psalm 58 is the psalm for today as we're reading through the Bible in a year. If any of you would like to open from that psalm, feel free to come up and take the microphone. I don't see anyone running up here, so let's go to yesterday's psalm. I turned to Alan this morning and I said, when I read yesterday's psalm, I almost took off. I was so excited about what the psalmist David was saying. So excited because those very promises, the things that he talked about way back then, apply to me today. Amen. And he says in this psalm, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. And I will sing and give praise. Amen. What does it mean to be fixed? Have your heart fixed on God. It means to be set up. My heart is set up toward Him. It means to be established, to prepare or apply my heart toward Him. Hey, that's what we were just talking about, right? In a praise report, as you hear a praise report, your heart is being fixed. You are applying your heart to God, His kingdom, and what He's able to do in the earth. It means to confirm or direct, to fashion. My heart is fashioned toward the Lord, not toward the world. My heart is fastened, fashioned and fastened. My heart is firm toward the Lord. Oh, yes, may all of our hearts be fixed on God.
Amen.
Then we drop down to verse 8. David tells himself to wake up, to come to attention. He's talking to his own soul. I need to do that sometimes. Do you? Hey, soul, get in line. Get fixed again. What's wrong with you? And he's thanking the Lord, how? Out loud. As he walks among the people, he's singing that the Lord's mercy is great. It goes to the heavens. His truth reaches to the clouds. That's where I almost took off as I read that verse. Woo! I'm just going to sail away. Then he tells the Lord to be exalted. Where? Above the heavens and above the earth. J. Vernon McGee says, I will wake the morning dawn is Dr. Gablin's translation. What a beautiful expression. The night of sin and suffering is over. Satan's rule is finished, and the morning has come. The Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. How wonderful. What an assurance. What assurance we find in this psalm. Amen. Let's stand and let's say from verse 8 to the finish of the psalm from the Message Bible. I love this translation. Now, I've told you what I read to you was what King James says. Now, let's read it as Peterson translates it. I'm ready, God, so ready. Ready from head to toe. Ready to sing. Let's raise a tune. Wake up, soul. Wake up, harp. Wake up, lute. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. I'm thanking you, God, out loud in the streets, singing your praises in town and country. The deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud is a flag to your faithfulness. Soar high in the skies, O God. Cover the whole earth with your glory. Let's let those praises just absolutely fly to Him this morning.
Amen.
Let's be immersed in praise and in His love.
Amen.
Amen. Come and go with me. Let's go together.